The tournament was supposed to have been played last year, in 2021, but because of the COVID situation all over the globe, it was pushed to January 2022. So the tournament is being played in 2022, but it will still be called AFCON 2021. It's a little bit similar to the Euros in Europe, which is equivalent of the Africa Cup of Nations in Africa. The Euros as well were played last year in 2021, but they were called the Euros 2020 because it was slated for 2020, but because again, because of COVID, the tournament was pushed to the following year. So better late than never, we'll still have the tournament this year.
What kind of excitement is there on the continent about AFCON 2021?
Without doubt, this is our continental showpiece, just like Europe has a European Championship, South America has a Copa America, North America as well have got their own tournament, Asia have got the Asia Cup. So this is ours for Africa. But sadly for me, as a sports journalist looking in from the inside, if you like, or from the outside, depending on which side you are on, it's been a bit disappointing. I think for me, it was kicked off by the comments that were attributed to Jurgen Klopp, the Liverpool coach, in an interview before a Champions League game. And he said, he referred to the Africa Cup of Nations as this little tournament that will be starting in Africa. And one of the Nigerian journalists, I think it was Ojora Babatunde, who picked up on it in the following press conference and asked him, listen, you owe Africa an apology. How could you refer to our continental tournament as a little tournament? Now, he tried to downplay it, Klopp, that is. And he said, listen, I don't downplay this tournament. It was just taken out of context. And then a few days later, we saw more comments from former Arsenal players, Ian Wright and Patrick Vieira. We all know Patrick Vieira, of course, with his Senegal roots. He came out and said, listen, this tournament has got to be respected. It's as big as the Euros. And he came out and said, listen, I will not be stopping any of my players from going to the African Cup of Nations. There was also a small incident in Holland where Sebastian Haller, who will be playing for Ivory Coast, he's been a star player in the European Champions League, scoring 10 goals and 2 assists in 6 games. He's been one of the big players in the Champions League this season for Ajax. And he was asked by a journalist if he would be honoring the call-up for Ivory Coast. And he said, listen, why do you ask us such a question? We will be going to represent our country. So for me, the build-up has been overshadowed by what looks like a systematic attempt to downplay the significance of the Africa Cup of Nations.
Let's get into the breakdown of the groups that are going to play. How many groups are there and what are some of the teams that are in there that we should look forward to?
All right, there are 6 groups. Group A, of course, will be having the host nation, Cameroon, with Burkina Faso, Cape Verde, and Ethiopia. Group B will have Senegal, Zimbabwe, Guinea, and Malawi. A quick one on Guinea. Guinea have a new president, Dakano, President Doumbia, who overthrew the government a few months back. Okay. And he's given his team an ultimatum that they've got to go out and win the Africa Cup of Nations or come back and refund every penny that has been invested into this team.
No pressure
whatsoever. And this is a team that has Naby Keita, who plays for Liverpool. I've got Amadou Diawara, who plays for AS Roma. So it's quite a team that's decent, but for me, not good enough to win the title. So indeed, no pressure there. Then Group C has got Morocco, Ghana, Comoros, and Gabon. Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang's Gabon. He's no longer Arsenal captain, but he is still captaining that Gabon team. I don't expect them to go any far in that tournament, probably as far as they could get out of the group, but I don't see them going beyond the round of 16. Group D has got Nigeria, has got Egypt, has got Guinea-Bissau, has got Sudan. Okay. Group E will have Algeria, Ivory Coast, Equatorial Guinea, and Sierra Leone. And then finally, Group F will have Tunisia, Mali, Mauritania, and the Gambia.
How did the European clubs react to losing their players to the tournament?
Not happy. You look at a team like Watford, for example. They are struggling in the Premier League. They're in the bottom 3. They're fighting relegation. They could be relegated to the Championship. And 2 of their star players are Ismail Sarr, who plays for Senegal, and Emmanuel Dennis, who plays for Nigeria. So what Watford did, they refused to release Emmanuel Dennis to the Nigerian team, and they simply told FIFA that the invitation for this player has come in late. Now, what happens is the national teams are supposed to write to these clubs and inform them that we'll be taking our players for this period of time. Now, if an invitation comes in late, the club has obligation or has a right to say not releasing a player. So they exercise their right because Emmanuel Dennis has been one of their key players, if not their star man this season. So they refuse to release him and Nigeria lose out massively without this guy because he's been scoring plenty of goals. I think he's got 8 Premier League goals already for a team that's in the bottom three. That's how good he is. Ismael Sow, on the other hand, got injured in November. So Watford said, we will not be releasing this player, but FIFA rules stipulate that if a player is injured, the club should release this player to go to their to his country, and his country's doctors will do their own tests to confirm if indeed this player is injured. So Senegal insisted and told FIFA, we want him to travel and we do our own checks. And eventually Watford gave in and the player was allowed to fly out to the Africa Cup of Nations. And I think he will be taking part for Senegal, at least later on in the tournament.